So here I am, 2 hours into my 66th year. From tomorrow on I'm entitled to various benefits, or so I gather. A state pension of so many pounds a week, free travel and public transport, reduced fees on the railways. I assume I'm also entitled to subsidiary benefits, respectful attention when I speak, unfailing assistance when I stumble or lurch, an absence of registration when I do the things I've been doing more and more frequently recently, but have struggled to keep under wraps, belching, farting, dribbling, wheezing. I can do all these things openly and publicly now in a spirit of mutual acceptance. Thus am I, at 65 and a day. Thus he is, at 65 and a day. A farter, a belcher, a dribbler. And what else did I say I did? Farting, belching, dribbling. Oh yes, wheezing. But then, as I smoke something like 65 cigarettes a day, people are likely to continue with their inevitable, "Well, if you insist on getting through 3 packs, etc., to which I will reply, as always. Actually, I can't remember what I always reply. And how could I, when I don't believe anyone, even my doctors, ever say anything like, "Well, if you will insist, etc." In fact, I'm merely reporting a conversation I have with myself, quite often, when I find myself wheezing my way not only up but down the stairs, and when I recover from dizzy spells after pulling on my socks, tying up my shoelaces, 2 very distinct acts. No, 4 very distinct acts. Each separated by an interval longer than the acts themselves. Naturally, like most people of 65 and a day, I only grasp my age, the astonishing number of years I've completed, by these physical symptoms. Within, the child, about 8 years old, rages away. I wish it were all reversed, that I had the appetites, physical stamina, and desirability of a healthy 8-year-old, and the inner life of a man of 65 and a day, as I imagine it to be from the point of view of an 8-year-old. Calm, beneficent, worldly wise and brimming with tolerance, not to mention forgiveness. Yes, I need to be in touch with my inner adult, is the truth of the matter, who has always been lost to me except as an idea. But the truth is that I am nastier than I used to be back when I was 64, for instance, when I was nastier than what I was at 62, and so forth, back and back, always the less nasty the further back, until I get to the age when I was pre-nasty, at least consciously, when the only shame I knew was the shame of being found out, which was when I was, well, about 8, I suppose.